It's 12:07 in the afternoon, and we are very pleased to be joined by my friend Cory Gardner, who is member of Congress representing Colorado's 4th Congressional District, most of the eastern plains of Colorado. And then, Cory, I guess your district kind of comes around in a little bit towards southern Denver somewhere. Where does it go exactly?
That's right. If you're at the Park Meadows Mall, you're in the same congressional district as my home in Yuma, Colorado. So it's a big district.
It was great to see you, as always, at the leadership program at the Rockies annual retreat this weekend.
I thought it was a great event again. And what's exciting about it is to see so many people who are true leaders and want to make a difference and who are going to be making a difference as that program's alumni have across the state.
And it was a great pleasure for me to meet George Will, because, you know, I do a lot of political writing. To meet George Will was a big thing for me. All right, we have a lot to talk about. There's so much going on in Washington. I want to start with kind of a hard question, if I can, Cory. The Democrats are desperate to change the conversation away from jobs, the economy, and Obamacare. They are going to do anything they can to talk about anything other than that. And the thing that seems to be the top of their list to distract us with right now is the minimum wage. And a lot of Americans are economically ignorant, or at least, let's say, economically not very well informed. And raising the minimum wage is fairly popular politically, even though in my view, and the view of lots of economists, it's a bad idea. What's your take on raising the minimum wage as policy and then also as politics?
Well, I think it's very clear that the president has decided that the politics of his health care bill are failing. The fact that people like Mark Udall in Colorado are a deciding vote on Obamacare, and he knows he can't come to Colorado and save him because he's so unpopular. And so he's decided this income inequality is the ticket outside of Obamacare, and that's what brings up the minimum wage debate. But we saw this past week, as the Congressional Budget Office report issued, economists who validate the fact that jobs will be lost. Hundreds of thousands of people will lose their jobs. Jobs will be lost as a result of a minimum wage increase. But I think, you know, it's one thing that I would say. I do think the American people have a tremendous amount of economic sense, and that they understand that politics shouldn't drive decisions out of Washington, D.C. So if there's a minimum wage issue, shouldn't the state of Colorado be best equipped to handle the minimum wage in the state of Colorado? Because New York, Colorado, California, we're all different. And so let those decisions be made by local officials.
So, I mean, when you're driving around the state of Colorado, meeting with your constituents, going to town hall meetings and you know, Lincoln Club stuff, does anybody bring up minimum wage? Is that what people want to talk about, or is that what Democrats hope that people want to talk about?
You know, I've had one person so far talk to me at an event that I went to about the minimum wage, and here's how the conversation went. They said, you know, we hire a number of entry-level positions at minimum wage, and we keep them on board for a period of time, 30 to 45 days, and if we think they're going to stay with us and we want them to stay with us because we want to bring them on full-time permanently, then we're going to give them a pay increase as an incentive to keep them on board. But if they don't work out, then they'll probably leave. And so what he said was, if you increase the minimum wage to $10.10 or whatever it is that they're talking about, they just won't hire those entry-level people anymore. And that goes to the heart of the Congressional Budget Office report that said it will cost jobs.
So do you think that answer will be compelling? And, well, let me put the question to you a different way in terms of the politics. It's quite likely the Senate will pass something on this. Will it come up for a vote in the House? And if it did, what do you think would happen?
Well, I think what we will insist on in the House is we've passed a number of bills to improve the economy, to create jobs. If the president wants to create good-paying jobs, why doesn't he sign the Keystone Pipeline bill? Why doesn't he sign bills to reduce regulations? Why doesn't he sign legislation to reduce taxes? There are ways to create economic activity, to create jobs, to give people the greater opportunity to earn more money. But this president has decided he doesn't want to work with Congress. He'd rather have an issue. And so this isn't about having a solution. This is about having an issue. And the president is really big on having issues.
I mean, do you think there's a chance that Republican leadership in the House might say, okay, we'll give you a small increase in the minimum wage, not the $10 that the Democrats want, but do you think they might say, you know, all right, we'll give you $8.75 if you give us Keystone or eliminating risk corridors from Obamacare or, you know, use it as a bargaining chip? You think that'll happen?
You know, I don't even think that will happen because we recognize, or the House recognizes, that the overall economy could do so much more if the president would eliminate regulations, get trade barriers out of the way. They've even given up on their trade agenda now. And so it seems like the president has just decided he'd rather be political instead of policy-oriented. And I think what people do get, and the politics of this, you're right, I mean, it is a good political issue for him to go out and say, oh, they're not for this or you're for that. But what I do think people realize is, you know, there's a difference between Aspen, Colorado, and Burlington, Colorado. There's a difference between New York City and Denver, Colorado, and that when Washington, D.C. tries to put a one-size-fits-all solution, whether it's for energy regulations or wage regulations, that those kinds of decisions aren't always the best. And that's why I think people will simply say, you know what, let us make our own determinations. And that's on things including a minimum wage.
You know, I think that one of the most powerful people in Colorado, namely Governor John Hickenlooper, has completely forgotten that Colorado is not New York City. But we can talk about that more another time. I want to ask you, we're talking with Congressman Cory Gardner of the 4th Congressional District. I want to ask you, Cory, about Barack Obama's new very aggressive imperial kind of approach to governing, where he says, I've got a pen and a phone, and if Congress doesn't do what I want to do, I'm going to do as much as I can without him. First of all, just as a member of Congress who understands the Constitution and who's supposed to do what do you think about that? And second, again, what do you think of the politics of it?
Yeah, well, the Constitution is very clear that Congress makes the law, and the president, he doesn't get to make law. He doesn't get to make things up. He can't change law that he doesn't like. He has to go to Congress and have that law changed if he doesn't like it. He has to ask Congress to make a law. And so this president, who has not built relationships with Democrats or Republicans over the past 4 years, has decided that he's going to do anything he can and everything he can to end run the Congress and basically end run the Constitution. I think that it's actually bad politics and, of course, bad leadership. And when you have a president that is weakening our constitutional government, people recognize it. They remember from their civics class that it's not the right thing to do. But I think more importantly, they recognize that this is a president whose failures to actually work with Congress, you can't just simply blame on Congress. He's had his own party in the Senate now the entire time he's been president, and he can't even get his own budget through the Senate. So they've recognized that this is a weak president, a weak leader, and I think in the coming months, as the House responds and reacts to this overreach, the Supreme Court will also respond to this overreach. The American people will certainly disagree with what the president is trying to do.
Cory, you're known as a strong, principled conservative, and you're also probably in the safest seat of any Republican in the state of Colorado, which is a great position for you. So it leaves you freer than a lot of other people to say what you actually believe. So I have a question for you. A lot of people, not so much in Congress, but in conservative punditry, are making noises about impeaching Barack Obama. And on the one hand, I think he's done a terrible job. On the other hand, I think going down that road, even a foot down that road, is probably political suicide for the GOP going into November. What's your take?
Well, I think that impeachment is the wrong way to go. I think we have to win at the ballot box, and I think we have to win the argument with the American people, and we are winning that argument. And the more this president decides to act unilaterally, the better off we are winning that argument. And so while there are some people who wish that that could happen, I simply think we need to take the president head on. Whether that's on the nightly news or in the halls of Congress, the fact is we take the president head on and show the American people the harm that he is doing by failing to lead. And so I think that's the direction that we ought to go.
Congressman Cory Gardner, that's all the time we've got today. Thanks so much. I know you're driving somewhere, so thanks for pulling over to talk to us. Really appreciate it. Keep up the good work. And again, great to see you at the leadership program.
Thanks for having me, Ron. It's only 20 degrees here out by Holyoke, Colorado, so I hope it's warmer there.
Nope, it's not. Not at my house. But anyway, thanks a lot, Corey. Drive safe, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Ross. Take care.